Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Alley, Dylan hanging out with you here on a Friday, Fair Foul Friday at that. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. We are going to get into Atlanta Falcons report cards here coming up in just a little bit. We also have much more conversations to get to on Brian Snicker, who is joining the Steakhouse at 10 a.m. this morning. So make sure you do set your alarm for that. But before we get there, boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing for just 1 minute. Had a chance yesterday to talk to Brian Crichton. He is the president at Talladega Super Speedway. And I said, Brian, what's the best part of a race weekend at Talladega?
Well, Mike, first and foremost, thank you for having me on this morning. Really appreciate it. Man, it's hard to pinpoint, you know, all the great things that we do here. So there's just so many milestones along the way. Monday morning, we're loading in our outside campgrounds. Wednesday morning, we're loading in our iconic infield, you know, and the revelry starts then. But we've got, you know, outside of the racing, we've got a full-blown rodeo going on inside of our infield on Friday night. I mean, it is amazing. This is about the fourth or fifth year we've done it. You know, it's got the bulls and the cowboys and the, you know, I mean, the clowns. Those guys are nuts. It's just crazy. It's just a great time inside of our infield. A fireworks show that night. So everybody in all of our campgrounds on our 2,700 acres can see this massive fireworks show here. And then Saturday night, Whiskey Myers is performing a free concert for all of the guests. All you have to do is have a Sunday ticket. You get to come into our iconic infield Saturday after track activity and enjoy that great concert. And then you can walk the boulevard. You can walk the boulevard and see all of the fun that everybody's always heard about that happens on Talladega Boulevard.
I want to go a little bit towards the actual race, some of the competition. Just from your standpoint, and for people that might not understand this, the season is now kind of going into the home stretch of the playoffs. How important is it for Talladega Super Speedway to be a part of this playoffs? I don't ever think that there was even, you know, when the playoffs are kind of being decided and the schedule all kind of going around, it's always so exciting to have a race like Talladega there in the semifinal round. How important for you guys is it as a track to kind of have that spot in the fall and to make sure you're part of the playoffs?
Yeah, I think, you know, in all three races that we have, Friday afternoon, Saturday, and Sunday, they're all playoff races. So Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and Cup Series are playoffs. It just ramps up everything, you know, that's here. So we're in the round of eight now. So if a playoff driver wins at Talladega, they automatically are into the championship in Phoenix. So, you know, that this last round of eight that will narrow it down to four for the championship is just that much more important. And Talladega Super Speedway being a wild card race where really anybody can win, you know, that's just going to ramp it up as well. So, you know, the Daytona race just before the playoffs started was amazing racing that we saw. Ryan Blaney, you know, came from, I don't know, eighth place or something to come through and win. And so the Super Speedway racing, just like in, you know, the Atlanta Motor Speedway, has just been tremendous. So we look for, you know, it ramping up even more and always exciting on the racetrack.
Yeah, I want to talk about the experience a little bit more too, because you mentioned the Friday and Saturday races, and I've been to all three of these events multiple times, like I said. I think one of the more unique things is just how up close and personal. Now, I have a five-year-old boy. He loves race cars. He thinks, you know, NASCAR drivers are his heroes. I do want to mention to people listening right now, kids 12 and under are free on Friday and Saturday. I think that's a massive thing to look at. And also, Brian, I want to bring this up as well. You guys, with the experience you had down at Big Bill's in the infield and in the access to the NASCAR Cup Series garage area, I don't think if there is a place or somebody out there thinking about taking a kid to a NASCAR race, I can't imagine a better venue than Talladega, and that's why I think there's so many memorable experiences coming from this track all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned the kids 12 and under for free. We also allow coolers into our grandstands, you know, so you can bring in your food and beverage. We've got free parking here. And as you mentioned, Talladega Garage Experience, it's a $50 million renovation that we did to our Speedway about 5 years ago. It really immerses the fan into the sport. So the number one question we always get is, how can I get in the garages? Everybody wants to be in the garages. Well, we can't put everybody into the garages, obviously, because it's a working area. But what we did is we built Talladega Garage Experience and Big Bill's around the garages. So we have four different garage buildings. Fans walk into one side. The cars pull into the other side. It's all open air. So you know, the only thing that separates you from the nose of the car is about a 4 foot high fence and about 5 feet. So you see the drivers that are, you know, right there talking to the crew chiefs, talking to the crews. The drivers and everybody comes up to the fence, and especially for kids, they're signing autographs, they're, you know, talking to everybody. It is just, it really puts you into the sport. And as you mentioned, for families and kids, it's really geared around that. So Talladega Boulevard might be for that party crowd, but Talladega Garage Experience really is for that core fan that wants to be, you know, in the garages, so to speak, but also families. We've got a kids playground. We've got a game zone. We've got social destinations along the way. Victory Lane is also right inside of Talladega Garage Experience. So if you're in Talladega Garage Experience, you can see all the celebrations after, you know, any of the races. And another family-friendly thing we do is we have value price concessions, $2 bottles of water, $2 Coke products, wow, $2 hot dogs, $6 cheeseburger or chicken finger and fry platters. So that's inside of Talladega Garage Experience. We just, you know, really gear it towards the families, gear it towards that, you know, that core fan that wants to be there and see it all up close and personal, and try to make it affordable for everybody.
Appreciate you hanging out with us. That's Brian Crichton, Talladega Super Speedway track president. Brian, I tell people all the time, it's Dega, baby. Anything's possible, man.
That's right. Absolutely is Dega, baby, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and the racing on track is second to none.
There you go. That's coming up October 17th through the 19th. You can get those tickets, like he just said, at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. Brian, thanks for hanging out with us this morning, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Man, it's always fun to hear you nerd out about racing.
Dega, baby. You know what I mean? Like, and what's great about the conversation I had with Brian Crichton is, like, I've lived this life. You know what I mean? Like, I've lived this life. I've done the Talladega Garage Experience. I've you know, obviously been all throughout that facility, and it's it really is a cool weekend, man. So there is no better place to take your kid. You know, like he said, Friday and Saturday, kids 12 and under free. That's just, it's amazing.
That's huge. It's huge. So yeah, that, looking forward to that coming up. Well, we are going to pivot to the Falcons. We've been giving out grades all week long, kind of a first quarter report. They are 2-2 for the season on a bye week, but next Monday we will have Buffalo in town. So, again, all week we've been looking at the Falcons thus far, seeing what could be improved, handing out grades. Let's talk about the O-line, Dylan. What kind of grade would you give the guys there?
For the O-line, I'm going to... I think they deserve a solid, I'm going to go solid B. I think the O-line gets a B. I think when you talk about everything this, one, dealing with the massive loss of Caleb McGarry, Elijah Wilkinson, I think, has stepped in and done a pretty bang-up job. I mean, it's at the point where I think there's at least, and Mike, you and Bo talked about this last week, when Storm Norton comes back and he has a chance to be back for the Falcons game against Buffalo, there is a legit conversation of, should Storm Norton even be slotted right back into that right tackle spot, because Elijah Wilkinson has done such a good job. He's been pretty good in pass protection, been pretty good in run protection, to the point where you haven't really heard his name, and that's a good thing if you're offensive lineman most of the time when your name goes uncalled. So, and everybody else has been solid. I mean, Ryan Neuzel, I know at the beginning his thing about, you know, lower snaps and bad snaps was maybe a little bit of a concern. That hasn't been an issue. Jake Matthews and Matthew Bergeron have been as expected and as advertised. And Chris Lindstrom continues to be the all-pro that he is as well. So I feel like this has been a pretty – I feel like this offensive line hasn't really lost a step for losing Caleb McGarry. So I think overall, and again, they've had, again, some issues, so I think B is fair, and that's where I ended up landing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm proud of you. I wanted you to make sure you went first on this because yeah. I didn't want to skew things. And I know that I dive a lot deeper into the offensive line play than most people ever want to dive, which is fine. And I was just sitting here thinking, man, I don't know who I sucked up to yesterday where I get to talk about Dega and the offensive line all in one segment today. Right. But I think you're spot on. I'm and I hate this because it's too much in agreement, and I'm sure that I'd probably be arguing with Bo at this point. But I gave him a B too.
Yeah,
I did, and I already had that like locked in stone before Dylan even started talking about it, because I think there is so much to like. There has been, you go back to the Carolina game, and as bad as the passing game felt, there were no sacks.
No.
Right? You were protecting them well. You protected them really good against a decent front last week against Washington with Dan Quinn's defense. As a matter of fact, one of the times you gave up a sack, and I don't know if it was the only one, where Michael Penix kind of throws it away, that was on Bijan Robinson. So, Elijah Wilkinson has been great. I would make the argument that you're the worst offensive lineman, I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, has been Jake Matthews. Like, there's been a couple of times where I've seen him miss blocks, and you're like, all right, man, come on. But I think Ryan Neuzel, after the first game, has stepped up to the plate. I think there's a lot to like about what he's doing. I think Matthew Bergeron is having a breakout season in year three. I think he has been awesome, and he's obviously the vocal leader of this offense. I think B is fair because there has been times in short yardage. And I go back and forth, and you guys know this story. This is a story as old as time with me. I go back and forth on whether or not this is the offensive line or if this is Zach Robinson and Dwayne Ledford. They haven't been put in the greatest situations in short yardage, and they're not built for short yardage. They're built for wide zone. They're built to go side to side, not north and south. So it's one of those things where I look at and say, hey, they could be better in this. I think the play design could be better. I settled on B. I think that they have played very well considering. And it's like we talked about yesterday. What were the expectations? Not that high with a new center and a third-string right tackle, but they've been really, really good for the most part, and that's why you see Bijan Robinson getting a player of the month because they have been pretty good. So I settled on B as well.
All right, so B's all around. We are going to talk about quarterbacks. I'm very interested to hear what you guys are going to grade the quarterbacks at 7 a.m. today. But coming up next, week 6 of college football, we've got your preview and my Mac drop. We're going to play Name That Hawk. We're going to switch it up today. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.